Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Oh, Cindy, that is some really good sauce. And that Three Little Pigs, they produce some fantastic sauces and rubs. You can get those at Zager's and a lot of other places around the city. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live down in the studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's going to break and be a great day. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the Grilling Guys. I am the original infraredneck, and yesterday I was down at Schmo's talking to Chaz, and I tried some of that blood red ale.
How was it?
Tasty.
Tasty.
I just got a text from Chaz, and I think he wants us to do some Grilling Guys t-shirts that say Hardcore Carnivore.
There
so
you go.
So we better call Kelly Fleming at Ad America and change those shirts we ordered.
Kelly's our man. That's exactly right. Let's talk about some of the events that are going on, Bob. We got a grilling club coming up on the 13th. Where's that going to be?
Yeah, speaking of Kelly and Chaz, they'll both be there, I'm sure. They're faithful
Unlike
club
me,
members.
I took a hit from some of our loyal listeners this week on a phone call. I have missed, embarrassingly so, I've missed the last two grilling clubs, or the only two that we've had. So I promise you that on June 13th, when we're out at Zager's in Kentwood, Jop will be making his premier appearance at the grilling club. I will definitely be there because Yeah, I'm embarrassed that I haven't been up to this point, but we appreciate all you loyal listeners
He's
that have been
to sound
there.
Like some other announcer around here. I don't know. Anyway.
But anyway, so that's the Grilling Club. It's free. Come out. Bunch of like-minded people that enjoy grilling food. It's going to be at Zager's in Kentwood. That's on 29th Street, right behind MC Sports, if you don't know where that's at. But, Bob, you got some classes you're going to be teaching, too,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, indeed. We've got classes coming up at Rockford Ace Hardware, who also sells Three Little Pig sauces and rubs. And the date for that is June 4th, coming up quick. That'll be Rob Russell and myself, June 4th, 5:30. Just about sold out, might be sold out already, but I'd call Rockford Ace. I'd call Pete up there at Rockford Ace Hardware on Northland Drive and see if there's any seats left for that. That's going to be a really good class. That's Barbecue Boot Camp 101, which is ribs and chicken. If you want to improve your rib technique, that's
right.
A good place to go. And then the next night is June 5th. If Rockford's sold out, you can travel with us up to Cadillac.
Right.
And
the folks at Positive Chimney.
Positive Chimney.
Right.
Beautiful showroom there and a good one and tech dealer. And we'll be there for the same. Actually, we're doing butts and briskets up there.
Okay.
That's a really good. That's probably my favorite class.
Right.
It
is.
I love me some brisket.
Yep. And brisket's tough to do unless you know these guys' secrets and techniques.
And then, yeah, and June 6th, that morning, Jop, don't forget.
Oh, I know.
We're going over to Saginaw Bay.
Yep.
And we're going to be with
Gyra Charters
Captain
over there.
Ken.
We're going to be doing some walleye, and then we're going to break those down. So that weekend after that, we'll have some great recipes to share with you. And I have one right now that I'd like to share with everybody. It's a condiment, if you will, that goes really good on chicken, goes really good on burgers.
It's a mint?
Yeah. And it's called tomato chow chow. And a chow chow is a diced vegetable and sauce that you use as a side dish or a condiment, mostly as a condiment. Real easy. Get your pencil and paper out because here we go. This one's simple. A half a green bell pepper, and we're going to chop that up in little quarter-inch chunks. A jalapeno, I want you to dice that. Take the seeds out first because that's where all the heat is. I don't need it to kill you. Dice up that jalapeno real small, a cup of diced tomatoes, a half a cup of red onion diced up. Now, I'm going to do a half a cup of yellow mustard, just French's mustard or whatever mustard you have, and then a quarter cup of any barbecue sauce that you have. That Three Little Pigs competition would work really well with that. Mix all that up, and basically what you're doing is you're creating a sauce, if you will. Nothing's been cooked. It's raw pepper, raw jalapeno, the diced tomatoes, and the red onion. But you put that on as a condiment on a burger. It's kind of ready-made. You scoop it on there. It's got the vegetables in there. Fantastic little thing. You can make this stuff up. It'll keep several days in the fridge. So if you make a batch of it, you can serve it throughout the holiday weekend when you're doing your grilling. Just a great little condiment that we found. That's man food. And speaking of which, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man, a man, a man, a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty in Saranac and now available at Maryland's in Ada, the best darn pasties south of a bridge. And today's Man Law is read to you by none other than Brian Defongers.
Well, thank you very much. Today's Man Law is, if a friend gets you a beer from the bar, it is unacceptable for the friend to stick his finger or fingers in the opening to bring back several beers to the table at once. The rule of thumb is, you poke it, you own it.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Don't put the guys I hang out with, I don't want their fingers in the tops of my beer. That's what a tray's for, right?
No one knows where those hands have been.
No kidding. Yes, especially if they just come out of the men's room or something.
Right.
Disgusting.
Yeah. But anyway.
And, you know, half those guys don't wash their hands.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other half that do, I still don't want their fingers in my beer.
No kidding. Right. Right. Now, my wife, on the other hand, I trust her.
Okay. Well, there you go. You know, we talked about those classes at Rockford Ace Hardware. Got a cool thing going up there. He's got a whole grill section in the store. And if you buy a grill at Rockford Ace Hardware, they give you a $25 gift certificate to the grist mill. We had Gordy the Butcher on earlier in the show from the grist mill. Get out there and try that place. It's in Cannonsburg, just a little bit east of the Ski Hill, corner of Honey Creek Avenue and Cannonsburg Road. You can't miss it. And it's a fantastic place, a nice local butcher shop.
Yeah, that's right. And I got a text from Diana Stamfler's. Make sure you visit MichiganCampgrounds.com and PromoteMichigan.com for events for this weekend, because there's a lot going on in Michigan on Memorial Weekend, and those are two great resources. You could also, I think, hit the Michigan DNR's site.
Yeah, they've got a lot going on there. Bass season opens this weekend, so the bass fishermen that are out there, get out there and you can keep them now. There's a beer festival up at Crystal Mountain. They're going to have over 80 local brewers are going to be up there. That's today. That kicks off at noon. So if you're headed in northern Michigan up there to Crystal Mountain in Thompsonville, up by Manistee.
Oh, that sounds like a really good event.
Yeah.
I heard about that a month ago or so.
Right.
We didn't get invited.
I know,
sad.
But you know, you can't be everywhere. You just can't be everywhere.
I was at Alan Bob's this week earlier and picking up some ammo for my Smith & Wesson 40 caliber that I got from there like 2 years ago. And if you haven't been to Alan Bob's recently, you got to go in because they're all geared up for the fishing season. And I think we need to make a little trek down there maybe after the show today, because I need to get stocked up for this walleye gear. My tackle box has been decimated. You know, walleye's tough on the lures and the gear, because you usually fish in the shallow waters and you lose an awful lot. That is a great resource down there. You can talk to any one of those guys down there and they can give you tips on walleye fishing. That's very valuable.
Yeah, it's just a great weekend to get out in your backyard, fire up that grill. We're thankful to our fallen soldiers who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, to let a couple knuckleheads like Bob and I get together every weekend and talk about our passion, which is the backyard, and creating a little grill envy, and sharing with you some of our great recipes that we've come across and techniques. Great equipment. It's out there, all American made. We're all about that. And this just a Memorial Day is that time to stop, pause, as Denny Gillum said, and give thanks. Look around you and all the freedom. We're the most free country in the world. We enjoy our freedoms like no other place in the world, and it's all because of our servicemen and women throughout history. So a big yeehaw to the guys and gals
it.
In our
it's
our,
hoo-ah!
Yeah.
So Mr. Fongers is like taking over our show. He did pick the closing song. It's Otherwise, and it's a tribute to the soldiers of America. So thanks for joining us. Don't forget to join us on Facebook and thegrillingguys.com. You can follow me on Twitter at grillingguy, and we appreciate you hanging out with us this week.
Have a great Memorial Day. We'll talk to you next week.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.